That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it is brought to you by Saloni's, Italian bread company with over 100 years of baking experience. One problem, Donnie hosted for the midday guys today, so intern Dom is here instead. And by the way, fan trading cards are brought to you by Baseball Card Castle, your go-to destination for sports cards, collectibles, and memorabilia. These cards have picks and stats of fan hosts and also got my name wrong, which makes it a collectible item. So you can go pick them up at Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. They did not make an intern Dom card, but they recently released a second edition of fan trading cards, and Austin Bechtold got his own card.
It's ridiculous.
I agree.
I'm sure that'll be popular.
Is he going to be distributing those around at Baldwin Alumni Association gatherings?
He said today that he was maybe ridiculed and picked on at Baldwin.
I wonder why.
And now that he is on the fan, those people have come back around and are starting to kiss his fanny.
I've been a day one fan employee and have been on afternoon drive for 13 years, and not even people I went to high school with who I didn't get along with kiss my fanny.
I mean, I was pretty popular in high school, so I can't comment, but I
what happened after you woke up from your dream?
I was still very popular in high school.
If you had to rank these individuals as far as how popular they were back at Shaler High School relative to their class, you have Brian Batko.
Okay.
You have intern Dom.
You.
Me.
You have Mark Madden.
Okay.
And you have Heather Abram.
Okay.
If you had to guess most popular in their class.
When they were in high school?
When they were in high school.
Intern Dom 1. I'd go Heather Abraham 2. I'd go Batko 3. And I'd go Mark Madden 4.
And no love for Double M?
I go Heather 1, Batko 2, Madden 3, Dom 4.
It's a fair ranking.
I think he had
when you said you were 1?
I mean, I am fourth, so how is that fair?
That's actually very unfair.
I'm not going to argue with Malzy. That's his ranking. It's a wrong ranking.
Your whole expressed purpose on living on this earth is to argue with everyone about everything.
We had a guest on yesterday who gave a ranking, and you cut him off on the air to say what a terrible ranking it is.
No, I didn't cut him off. You asked me what my opinion was.
23 hours ago, you had no problem embarrassing somebody for their rankings on the air, and now your stance is, I don't argue people's rankings
anymore?
All right,
wait a minute.
Apparently, Malzy knows he's wrong. So
apparently, Dom's ranking might be more right than wrong. We've got multiple YouTube chatters who have occasionally tuned in, I would guess, to Madden, saying he freely admits he was not popular in high school.
That's why he's fourth. He has publicly said he did not enjoy his time at Shaler.
You did not use that, however, as part of your ranking.
I didn't know I needed analysis.
I mean, I'm shocked you don't think Heather was more popular than you.
I put her at 2.
And Batko played basketball. And
I love Brian Batko. It's nothing personal against him at all.
Absolutely,
it sounds like it's personal.
Very personal
against
ranked
both
him
of them.
Way below yourself.
Way below. It's more in a positive of me and Heather. It's not a knock on Brian. You know, it's like Ben Roethlisberger is a top 10 quarterback, but he's not better than Tom Brady. That's not a knock on him. Not everybody can be better than Tom Brady.
All right, what do you have for the debrief today?
Hold on.
He called himself Tom Brady. That's also what I got from that. Debrief?
So I have something fun for the debrief today.
All right.
You two are known for your sports knowledge.
All right.
And having an in-depth knowledge of football. So I thought we'd play a little game that was inspired by something I saw on TikTok, kind of like this. A little bit different, but I thought it'd be fun if we brought it here.
Okay.
So I have 5 audio clips that I'm about to play. They are from a Super Bowl from this century. And the game is, you have to guess what Super Bowl it is from.
All right.
Now, it's not obvious. It's not going to tell you the teams and everything else, but you kind of have to use some
clues. Do we have to, like, buzz in Jeopardy style?
What would you rather do? We can go back and forth. You guys
go back and forth.
Perfect.
Chance.
Tony, you're not pissing me off like Malzy, so you get to go first.
Thank you.
Here is your first audio clip. What Super Bowl was this from?
It snapped over the head of Peyton Manning. A flag is down. It's a safety to start this game as Manning wasn't ready.
That would be Super Bowl 48, 2013, Broncos and Seahawks.
That would be correct, Pony. Good work. Good work.
These are very easy. Chris would have gotten that too.
They get more difficult. Malzy, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, Dom.
Here we are, the 2-point play. This is it.
Pass, Amendola. flag is down. Amendola's in.
Offside. Number 93 defense.
This is a tie game.
Well, no, I don't know what Super Bowl number it is, but that was what the I want to say that would have been the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl.
Is that your final answer?
Sure, because it's wrong.
That is incorrect. Pony, would you like to take a stab at it?
Can I hear it again?
You can.
Here we are, the two-point play. This is it. Pass, Amendola. Flag is down. Amendola's in.
Offside. Number 93 defense.
This is a tie game.
Okay, so
wow,
it's from
really, guys?
It's from this century?
This century. I'm stunned.
Wait a minute here. What are you stunned by?
You haven't gotten it yet.
I haven't offered up an answer yet.
I'm stunned Malzi didn't get it, and you haven't gotten it already.
That's the Patriots-Falcons Super Bowl.
Correct.
Okay.
Super Bowl 51. That was the two-point conversion to tie the game.
I don't know why you jumped down my throat there. I just wanted to hear it one more time.
Well, and you took time to think about it. All right, Pony, it's back to you. We got three more here.
Serenity now.
Pony, what Super Bowl is this play from?
And Bradshaw, and he wanted to stop. He wanted to stop, and he gets into the end zone. That's exactly what New England was doing. They were letting him go into the end zone.
That is 2011 Giants and Patriots.
Correct. Super Bowl 46.
That was
Ahmad Bradshaw.
One, yes.
You think that was the easiest one?
Easiest one yet.
All right, Malzi, let's see how you do with the second to last clip. What Super Bowl is this play from?
Look out here. He's intercepted. Picked off by Kelvin Hayden. And Hayden's still running inside the 20, and Hayden may run it back all the way. He does. Kelvin Hayden.
Oh.
Are the sound effects from Dom necessary, Malsy?
Isn't that the Patriots-Falcons again?
Incorrect.
Again, don't care.
Yeah, way to have fun, Malsy, with the game.
Well, I'd suck at this game. This game was entirely designed for two Syracuse guys to go over on a mere public school graduate.
Pony?
Which is fine. I don't know why that was the first thing that popped into my mind.
That is Colts-Bears Super Bowl?
Correct. Colts-Bears Super Bowl 41. That was Kelvin Hayden intercepting Rex Grossman.
Yeah, he did a lot of that.
Play that last one here.
Look out here. He's intercepted.
No, we already heard this one.
Play the fifth one.
You said play the... Oh, I get what you're saying. Play the fifth and last one. I thought you meant play
and
it again.
And this is popular on TikTok, what we're doing?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Is this a big deal on TikTok, Jack?
I have seen it, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Jack. All right, last one, boys. What Super Bowl was this play from?
Meanwhile, third down and five here. And now you got to flip back here to Danny Amendola, who throws, and it's Brady who can't.
That's the Eagles-Patriots one, I thought.
Correct. That was Super Bowl 52 when Tom Brady couldn't make, I think it was a third down catch.
Yeah, he alligator armed it like Todd Pinkston, famous Eagle from back in the day. Pony, congratulations on the most predictable gentleman's sweep of all time.
Wasn't that fun? I had fun.
I want to let you know something, though, Chris.
Me or Dom?
I want you to know this, Chris.
Okay.
And I promise you, hand to God, that I mean this. I had zero to do with this being a part of today's show. He did not come to me and say, hey, do you want to come up with a trivia game that makes you look good and embarrasses Malzi?
Yeah, we already do that at 5:30 on Tuesdays.
Yes, I agree. I don't want to kick a dead horse.
There's a thing called the name game
here. But he wanted to.
No, I'm fine with that. I just suck at this game.
But I don't want you to take it out on me if you're going to have
any
kind of...
How would I take it out on you?
Because I did not...
It's a feel-good Friday.
Exactly. I did not want to create a segment where it was, let's all mock Chris Mueller's
knowledge
of audio.
That does big numbers.
I was more so upset that Malzi didn't seem to be having fun. He kind of gave up there toward the end.
No, because I just... Well, I was having fun, but I was very, the self-loathing kicks in there.
Would you say that it reminded you of sometimes Callis and Quiz Callis, where he just starts...
Shutting down?
Absolutely. And no one, that's not fun. Nobody has fun with that. Pony had a good time. There was some gamesmanship there.
What
I had a
gamesmanship was there? Gamesmanship implies that something was done by Pony to make sure he won, where he just answered the questions correctly.
No, he asked to play the clip again. He was kind of thinking about it. We had some back and forth. You were just like, Patriots, Eagles, I don't know. And then you asked for the next clip.
Yeah, I the only thing I'll agree with Dom on is you did not really put out a feel-good Friday vibe there that entire game.
Sports Sharp on YouTube. Chris is legit pissed at this ad hoc trivia. You're not you were very not fine about all that, nor were you feeling good, he went on to say.
He's right.
It's not wrong. He's not wrong.